The sermon you are about to hear was preached by Dr. Bob Gray Sr. from the pulpit of Longview Baptist Temple, where he pastored the greatest soul-winning church of our time for over 29 years. Through the course of his ministry, over 1 million souls were led to Christ. And now, here is Dr. Bob Gray Sr.
Is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is coming to me. And then in verse 26 he said, I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. You have two parts to these verses here. The time that Job spent fearing and the time the fear came upon him. And I want to talk to you this morning about the fear of fear. And I hope that you'll listen carefully. I know it'll be life-changing if you'll listen, so I hope you'll sit on the edge of your seat and pay attention this morning. Father, help me. I want to be a blessing. I want to help. I'm not sent here to hurt. I'm sent here to help. And I ask you, Holy Ghost of God, please use me this morning. I don't know what it is that these folks fear, but I pray that when we leave here today, we'll realize that there's a better way to approach this thing than to just by living in fear. So, Holy Spirit of God, help me to help, please. I need your help. I need your power. Help me. In Jesus' name, I beg for that power. Amen. Look this way. And so, the time Job spoke this, he had lost all of his earthly possessions. He had lost his children to death, as you know. He had lost his health. He'd lost all the comfort of his wife. He'd lost his friends. If you remember, he was sitting in the ashes of the city dump and the garbage that they'd burned. They'd burned the garbage, and he sat in the burning embers. Don't look at him. He don't know how to fix it either. But the burning embers, burning the garbage, and he was sitting in it hoping to get some type of relief. And boy, that had to have been an awful lot of pain for somebody to go sit in the garbage heap and the burning embers in order to try to get a little help. It had to have been awful. And Job said this. He said, the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. Now, folks, let me do this morning. Let me chat with you like a father would to his family, and you'd sit around the fireplace and just have a little chat, or just please listen to me and let me pastorally help you this morning. And I want to help, and I want you to listen carefully. We fear way too much. Let me say it again. We fear way too much. We're afraid of so many things. We fear old age. Not so bad. I'm there. I'm as young as I've always been. I feel like it. I don't feel any older, and I look as young as I've always looked, too. I like what Brother Lander said. Brother Lander said he's found a way to keep from wrinkling, and that's to enlarge the skin.